Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
Okay, well, tonight's going to be an important meetup. Well, they're all important, but tonight really in tying in with the Akashic Records, because I told everybody that I planned to wrap up the Akashic Records tonight, but my teaching guides had something else in store for all of us. They downloaded information for intentions, which we're going to talk about a little bit. Then we're going to do a meditation. Then we're going to do an exercise so that you'll be able to do this at any time that you want. It's really, when we go through it, you'll see how important intentions are in what we do. Because, as we've said before, we're all teachers. We all spread this out. You know, that what we do now as light workers, all of us, no matter what our field is, whether it's readings, whether it's teaching, whether it's Reiki, healing, whatever we do, it's more important than ever right now. You know, there's so much, you know, going on in the world, and you know, and yeah, I was watching. I don't watch the news very much because I don't want to see all that negativity, but I was watching. On one of the channels, I guess there was a popular talk show host that got let go because of what, you know, he was doing something as far as, you know, sexual abuse or something that was alleged. And I don't know anything about it, so I'm not taking sides. But I'm watching these protesters out there. You know, they're right in front of that news channel. And I'm looking at their faces, and I'm looking at them. And I'm looking at the vitriol and all the things, you know, get this guy, go after his advertisements. And I'm watching this, and I'm watching their faces, and all of a sudden, a chill went over me. And I put my hand over my heart, and I said, you know, oh, Lord, these people don't know what they're doing. Because they're sending all this stuff up into the universe, and you've got a loving but benevolent universe looking down and saying, okay, if that's what you want, I'll send you more negativity. Got to be so careful. You're going to get back what you put out. So you've got to be so careful in that. So that, you know, but you know, with the Akashic Records, as we've talked about, you know, we eventually need to learn, as far as the Akashic Records shaping our future, eventually how to learn everyone with whom we come in contact with. You know, that's the ultimate goal for our soul, you know, to evolve, is to learn to love everybody. And as challenging as that might seem, you know, I've said this before, I always say a little mantra to myself that I used an example, that even the person I dislike the most has someone who admires him or her. There's somebody out there. God loves everyone equally. The same way, even my best friend, who I think the world of, has somebody out there that doesn't like him or her. So, you know, that's just the way that the universe works. And, you know, each of us perceives something, you know, in another person that's very specific to our needs, wherever you want to sit, and our personal development, you know, as we move. Because remember, we've talked about how the Akashic Records of the past and the Akashic Records of the future, with our thoughts and actions, they shape our future. And that's why we're going to talk about here tonight, intentions is so important to our future life. And as I said, we need to learn to love everyone, in part because in learning to love everyone, you know, the process, we become a better person. And, you know, having had the opportunity to be around other people, it is for our soul growth. We evolve to where we want to be. And, you know, that's why setting spiritual intentions in our lives is so important. We hear so much about goals and setting goals. And I'm not here to knock goal setting because I've done it in my past and it's important. But you want to look at, you know, goals, you know, come from the ego. It's like, how am I going to, you know, get this next bit of money? Set a goal for more sales. Set a goal for the new job. Set a goal for this. But you're on a treadmill. You set the goal. Okay, you make a plan, you achieve it, and then, okay, I set another one, and I set another one. I achieved that, and I said, it's just a never-ending cycle. It never ends, and goals are small things. They don't really help us in the long term in life evolve you know, or soul growth. That's where intentions come in. That's where intentions, you know, are so important, because goals are, you know, short term in getting material things, whereas intentions, as you'll see tonight, setting those, they shape our lives. They make our lives better. They make us better people when we learn how to set intentions. And that ties directly into the Akashic Records. And, you know, spiritual intentions, you know, sometimes we might ask ourselves, why do I need a spiritual intention? You know, the reason you set spiritual intentions is it's like a roadmap for our entire life. You know, a map from where we are right now to where we want to go. And, for example, suppose you're going to drive from Pittsburgh to Los Angeles. Most people wouldn't get in their car and just start driving. But if we have a map or a GPS, get something from AAA, you know, we're going to set small goals of what we want to see along our trip and to get there. The intention is to get there, but then the goals are the small part of it. So a spiritual intention, it's the same thing. You know, that somehow we have a sense that where we are headed, you know, we know where we're headed. You know, we know what we want to do as far as growth as an individual. And those tools, they're going to enable us to become better people, to shape our future. And not having a spiritual intention would be like, you know, to give a good example, would be like, okay, you're going to go to a multiplex theater, and you just buy a ticket, you know what you want to see. You just walk in, you get a ticket, sit down, and whatever you see, you see. That's what happens when you don't have a spiritual intention. And that's how we create our lives, not having spiritual intentions. We just take whatever the universe delivers it to us, and, you know, that's fine. The universe wants the best for us. The universe loves us all equally. But it's also the universe is going to give us, unless we set an intention, unless we, you know, shape it ourselves, and that's our free will to do that, then, you know, then that's what we're going to get. So that's what intentions do. And that's where, you know, on the other hand, setting a spiritual intention, we can really get a sense of where we're headed, create steps, you know, to apply, you know, where the universe is going to lead us. And if you've read material from Wayne Dyer, if you've read his books, he was very, very, very big on intentions, of setting intention, you know, setting up your attitude, setting up your actions, and just let the universe lead you, because that's what intention is. You know, a goal is, I'm going to bust through whatever, whether it's right for me or wrong for me or someone else, I'm going to achieve this goal, I'm going to bust through anything to achieve it. Whereas an intention is, okay, this is what I want, here's how I want, and let the universe take over. And it's just, everything works out for everybody, not just us, but the people around us when we do that. And so to get ready for the meditation, we're going to do a meditation on intentions, is I want to do just a short exercise with everybody to get a feel for how intentions work. So I'm going to ask everybody, so in getting ready for this, is to just close your eyes and just take a couple deep breaths. Just close your eyes, make sure you're comfortable, and just think about some of the questions that I want to ask. The first question is, what sort of workplace would my company be if every employee were just like myself? Just think about that for a moment. And the next question to think about is, what kind of families would there be if every child or parent were just like myself? What kind of home life would there be if every wife or husband were just like myself? What sort of neighborhood would I live in if every neighbor were just like myself? What sort of church or congregation would I be involved in if every member were just like myself? And finally, what sort of self-worth would individuals have if every person had my self-esteem? Now go ahead and open your eyes. Now, questions like these are not meant to discourage us, but they're meant to show us how powerful intentions are in shaping our lives spiritually. and shaping both positively and negatively, you know, in what we're going to become and how we're going to live our lives. And for example, if you say the word, your intention is to be more loving, and you'd ask the same question using loving as an intention, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again. What sort of employee would a loving person be like? What kind of home life would a loving person have? What sort of a neighbor would a loving person be like? What would a loving person be like in church or a synagogue or a mosque? And finally, how might a loving person exhibit self-worth or self-esteem? And you can open your eyes. And from these examples that we just did, can you see how powerful a pattern of love might shape your life in every area, from work to home to neighbors, to everything you do, just by switching and having that intention? How powerful that is. And it shapes the person that we're in the process of becoming, is what it does. And the spiritual intentions, they can help us get a sense of the person that we'd like to become and provide us with a tool or a roadmap to become that kind of a person. Because remember how we've gone over the last couple of years? When we change ourselves, we can change the world. And that's what intentions do. Now, so... Okay, now what I'm going to do, we're going to do a practice the rest on setting intentions. Now, I brought pens and blank paper, and how you do it, and once you start doing it, you just be amazed at the changes that you see happening for yourself. So what I want you to do is pick a word that resonated with you. If what we went over, none of the words resonated with you, that's fine. You can, you know, pick another word. And on the paper that I gave you, or you're using yourself, I want you to draw three columns. Now, in the first column, you're going to write your spiritual intention. In the second column, I'm going to have you write what I call your mental attitude. And in the third column, you're going to title it physical activities. And in the first column, write down whatever spiritual intention you'd like to work with at this time. Now, let's say, for example, in the first column, just to give you an example to walk you through it, you picked the word understanding. Okay, understanding is my spiritual intention. Then in the first column, of course, you're going to write understanding. And the way you think about this is, you know, I want to be more understanding. That's my spiritual intention. You know, so I need to think about what's in the second column, which is my mental attitude about that intention. So what you're going to do is I'm going to write down, and this is just something I would do, I'm going to write down some attitudes that would help me be more understanding. You know, and in the third column, I'm going to write down some physical activities. These would be the same activities I need to do in order to be more understanding. So whatever you've written in your spiritual intention column, you'll also have attitudes in the second column. Then you're going to have, you'll think what activities you need to do in the third column to make that happen. And I'm going to walk you through this first one to just show you how it's done, because it's very simple, but it's just so powerful. You'll see changes in your life that you can't believe at this point if you start doing this. So my spiritual intention is understanding. So with understanding, some of my attitudes might be, I have to be, you know, more understanding. So, you know, my attitudes might be compassion. Or I have to be, your forgiveness might be an attitude, or love. Some of the same intentions we went through in the meditation. And what you want to do for the third column now is have at least 5 or 6 attitudes or more that you can write in that column. These are attitudes that you can hold in mind to manifest whatever spiritual intention, you know, that you've come up with. And, you know, generally, for example, an activity from, you know, I always choose an activity for myself and for other people, because as I change, I'm hoping that it'll change other people as well. So, you know, some of my activities that I would write in column three might be, I'm going to go out of my way to be the first to apologize to people when something was wrong. I'm not going to blame. I'm going to be the first to say I'm sorry and apologize. And if the attitude I'm working on is compassion, you know, maybe the activity I want to work with would be to listen more to others, to be a better active listener and not talk so much with undivided attention. And so I need to come up with some activities for myself and other people that are going to make that happen. You know, activities for myself might be more understanding. Another activity might be to meditate on the word understanding, or try to hold something in my mind that, you know, activates my understanding that would enable me to be more understanding. That would be an activity. Another activity might be to have affirmation cards around on my personal, that I would have it on my desk, that would have around the house, that would always remind me continuously throughout the day that I need to have a feeling of being more understanding, not only for myself, but for others as well. And it's a process of doing these things on my activities list in column three, they're going to help me to manifest a spiritual intention in my everyday life. So when you complete it, you're going to have a spiritual intention. You're going to have at least five or six mental attitudes, and you're going to have two or three activities that you're going to do for each one of those activities. So the column you're going to have the most in is going to be column three. And what this does, it becomes a roadmap for manifesting your spiritual intention in your everyday life. And I've had clients work on spiritual intentions for a month, and they've transformed their lives, and they're ready to work on another intention. I've had clients and people that have worked on their spiritual intentions for 6 months, and then it fits, and it changes them, and then they're ready for another. So, You never want to put a time limit on it. Just take your time. Just take your time and work on it. And, you know, as I said, everything that's fine. And the entire process is just to help you come up with activities that you can do and attitudes that you can, you know, think of that truly help you become the person that you were meant to be. So never, never, never underestimate the power of an intention and how that intention shapes our lives as well as the people, as how people respond to us around us. So I'll give you an example. Does everyone want to take a shot at that? And to give you an example of how powerful this exercise is, where this exercise came from, this is the same exercise that Edgar Cayce used to do years ago with people, with clients. So this came from him. So this is, goes back a long way. Powerful, helping people, right? Exactly. And as I said, the change comes with us. How many of us have ever had issues with a coworker? Just to give you an example, and this takes a lot of courage, I had a client that came to me, and he was having issues specifically with one coworker, and he called her the Dragon Lady, because they didn't have petitions there. Their desks were like real close, one of those. And he was very interested in learning about metaphysics and things. And she would come in every morning and look at his books and say, "Why do you read that garbage? You know, why do you do that? You know, don't you read anything normal?" And she would just really, and to the point where he hated her. He was ready to quit. And I said to him, "If you do that, then the next job you have, you're going to have somebody just like that, because there's a lesson here." Same exact type of person. So I had him pick a word that he wanted to set a spiritual intention with, and he worked on understanding, trying to understand from the other person's point of view. So he would always come in and be the first to say good morning to her, "How are you?" And she never knew how to react to that. he would try to engage her in conversations. And he would come back to me and say, you know, Joe, she likes to go to the movies. And it never fails. I want to see a movie, and she tells me the whole story. So why should I even go? He said, I made a joke, and he said, I gave her money to buy a movie ticket here. He says, you take this, because I don't have to go see it now. Of course, sir. But anyway, he kept engaging her, trying to see things through her ear point of view, and just being more understanding, more empathetic. And then over time, they actually, the two of them became best friends. She didn't change, he changed.
Right.
So that's how this all works. So it comes from us. You know, that's where it comes from. Just work on it every day. Just let me know if you have any questions on any of this. You can, you know, call me, email me, whatever you need. You know, I'm here. And then next, what we'll do is we'll wrap up our meetups for the Akashic Records in 2 weeks, and that's when we'll get into dream interpretation and some other things, which will be fun to do. And you know, we'll see how they really. Every dream means something. Don't discount anything. You know, have that, you know, pad, have that pen next to you. Dream, you wake up, don't go back to sleep. Write that dream out so you don't forget it, because it means something.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.